Coming soon to Chilkoot Lake, a bear monitor, and the Haines Public Health Office falls victim to state budget cuts. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Public health offices in Haines and Wrangell are set to close this summer due to state budget cuts, but their services won't disappear completely. Nurses from other southeast towns will occasionally travel to Haines and Wrangell to maintain the safety net their agency aims to provide. Both Haines and Wrangell have been without full-time permanent nurses for a few months. Now there's no question, those positions will not be filled. Juneau Public Health Nurse Allison Bramer broke the news to the Haines School Board Tuesday night.
We have news recently that due to the budget, we will not be able to staff the Haines Public Health Center after July 1st.
We're having to make some difficult decisions.
Southeast Regional Nurse Manager Sarah Hargrave says the state public health system has taken a 25% cut over the past 2 years. Closing the one nurse, one office assistant centers in Haines and Wrangell was just one cost-saving decision.
Well, we aim to continue to outreach and serve the most vulnerable in all of our communities.
Hargrave says they'll continue to provide service through itinerant coverage. That means a nurse from Juneau, Petersburg, or Ketchikan will visit Haines and Wrangell occasionally based on the need. Hargrave describes some of the common services public health provides in Haines.
In the past, we've done a fair number of child health immunizations. We've done sexually transmitted infection care, screening and treatment. We've done family planning services for the Haines community, as well as adult immunizations for flu or tetanus, that type of thing.
Hargrave says the fact that there are other medical providers in Haines and Wrangell didn't impact the decision to close the offices.
We try to act as a safety net so as not to duplicate services provided by other agencies in town. We seek to serve those vulnerable people who may have difficulty accessing other primary care resources.
The budget cut fueled closures go into effect July 1st. Haines residents in need of public health care can call the Juneau office at 465-3353. The Haines Borough Assembly approved funding for a bear monitor in the Chilkoot River corridor this summer. The borough will collaborate with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources and local agencies for the seasonal staff member. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Summer in Southeast means the start of the tourist, fishing, and bear seasons. And those three things don't exactly mix well. The congestion on the Chilkoot River last year sparked concern with some human bear encounters that were too close for comfort. Last season, the area was without a bear monitor. The borough on Tuesday agreed to put up $7,000 in FY16 and another $7,000 in FY17 for the four-month position. Dan Egolf is a tour operator and on the board of the Chilkoot Bear Foundation. He was one of a handful to speak out at Tuesday's meeting in favor of the monitor.
I volunteered as the bear monitor on Canada Day last summer when I saw probably the worst human bear situations ever out there. And the people all want to do what's right. Not everybody knows.
Egolf said signs and regulations are good, but having a person out there regularly is the only way to change people's behavior around the Bruins.
The actual bear monitor has been successful whenever we have one. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get parks to always do that.
Last year, without a full-time monitor and no wildlife trooper, anglers and photographers crammed along the bridge and shoreline to get better access. That resulted in a flurry of concerns about, among other things, the potential for a mauling. Pam Randles is the board president of the Bear Foundation. She also asked the assembly to go forward with some financial support for the position. The Chilkoot Bear Foundation is ponying up about $2,000 for the cause.
And now is an opportunity to collaborate among the various stakeholders to try and raise the funds locally to get that staff person out there, because we know everybody's experiencing budget reductions. So what we're trying to do here is put our money where our mouth is.
Tourism Director Leslie Ross told the assembly the money would come out of the tourism budget, which has a little extra in its account.
Although we're looking at funding and I'm agreeing to look at funding coming from tourism, I think it's important to note that this investment is for more than just monitoring tourism, and it's for monitoring the area, it's for residents, it's for the road.
Ross said the hire would be immediate, so the new employee would begin just in time for the busy part of the tourist season. The position runs from June through September. For the most part, the assembly was in favor of the idea. Here's Assemblywoman Diana Lapham.
I believe the borough needs to step up and be the backstop for this. We've got a high use area. We're intermingling with wildlife, dangerous wildlife. We cannot afford to wait for an accident to happen.
George Campbell, who phoned in for the fourth consecutive meeting, moved to add a $1 per tourist fee at Chilkoot to help pay for the monitor. That amendment failed to get a second.
If the operators aren't willing to put that kind of money, you know, a $1 per person into this, they don't want this very bad. They just want the borough to pay for it.
Campbell was the only no vote on the resolution. The Assembly also approved a resolution to help with the grant application for the Chilkat Valley Preschool and its quest to move into an expanded Haines Senior Center. Tune into KHNS later this week for more on that and other meeting highlights. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The University of Alaska professor who was mauled by a bear last month near Haines has been released from the hospital. Forrest Wagner spent about 3 weeks at Providence Hospital in Anchorage following the April 18th attack. Wagner was leading a mountaineering trip on Mount Emmerich when he encountered the bear. The other 11 people on the expedition were not injured. Neither the university nor the hospital has released information about the extent of Wagner's injuries. An Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist who is tasked with learning what led to the bear attack has not yet spoken to Wagner or the students on the trip. She says Wagner was attacked by a brown bear sow with at least one cub. University of Alaska Southeast spokesperson Katie Bosler says Wagner will continue outpatient physical therapy following his release from the hospital. Wagner has declined interview requests. In a statement, he said he was grateful for the overwhelming amount of support and that he expects to return to Juneau later this month. The Haines School kindergarten teacher feels she is being unfairly released from her job. Sue Ackerman has asked for a public non-retention hearing with the school board. At the hearing, she'll explain why she feels she wasn't given a reasonable chance to stay in her job next school year. This was Ackerman's first year at Haines School and her first year as a kindergarten teacher after working in preschools. She says the year started out difficult. She was the only teacher for 23 students.
I feel I don't have anything to be embarrassed about. Like, I fully acknowledge that I had a hard time in the beginning. You know, I did. It was very, very overwhelming for me to kind of get all the pieces. But I did pull it together, and I think that's the main point I want to make, is I did make improvements, and then they just didn't want to acknowledge that I had.
Ackerman was gone on maternity leave between November and January. When she came back, she says the administration had made a decision.
Yeah, I had just come back from maternity leave. It was January 15th, and I'd been in the classroom maybe 10 days back, and they said that I hadn't made enough progress, and therefore they just, you know, were done with me. I was told to submit like a letter of resignation like right then, January 15th, and so it just floored me. It was just, you know, really unexpected and just, it really hurt.
Ackerman says she asked for more time to show what she was capable of, but the district moved forward with hiring Ackerman's replacement for next year. Superintendent Rich Carlson says the administration chose not to retain Ackerman based on performance issues.
The superintendent and board can non-retain a non-tenured teacher for any reason that they see fit, except for circumstances where they would be discriminating.
Basically, as a non-tenured teacher, you don't have very many rights.
Ackerman says that's one reason she requested a public hearing instead of quietly turning in her resignation.
And I think a lot of people who go into the teaching field don't realize that. You don't realize that, you know, basically schools can let you go at any point for any reason. And the more I did research on this topic, I was just astounded that this can happen.
Ackerman says she knows it's not likely that she'll be able to hold on to her job, but she still wants to draw attention to what she sees as an unjust decision.
You know, it's been extremely difficult for me to come into work every day and stay motivated and stay positive, but I've done it because I feel really passionately about what I do.
The non-retention hearing is scheduled for June 28th at 6 p.m. in the school library. The school board will serve as a sort of jury. They'll decide whether to sustain or overturn the non-retention decision. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.